Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people, David. I'll get ticket texts on the back end of the segment. Mark is in Sterling Heights, and he's up next. Mark, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Man, I'm thinking that the only way to stop this crazy NBA cheating is we got to hit the sports books and guess this. You know what I mean? Just guess who's going to get the number one picks. Last night, Dallas was plus 3,000 to get the number one pick. Maybe if we kick Vegas' ass as a group, we could get this stuff to stop.
That's amazing. Mark, I think the simplest solution, they tried something, it didn't work. It's seven straight years where the team that needs the first pick overall the most hasn't gotten it. You've had some very questionable results. The league needs to re-fix the lottery, and in my mind, it's by not having one. Just get
all
rid
I'm
of
saying,
it.
Boys. Wherever Giannis goes, if Giannis leaves, we kind of know who might get the number one pick next year.
Milwaukee will be right to the top of the list.
You know what, Mark? Unless it ends up being Cooper Flagg going there.
We don't know the way it's looking, that whoever loses a guy or something happens is going to end up with a little gift from the league.
So Once LeBron retires, L.A. gets the first pick.
Oh, that'll happen. I mean, well, why wouldn't it happen? But see, L.A. never needs the first overall pick because it's the Lakers and because seemingly every free agent has this desire to play there.
Has Boston ever gotten where it seemed like it was rigged?
No. Yeah, 1997, Tim effing Duncan. We were the worst team in basketball. Not only did we not get Tim Duncan, I didn't even get Keith Van Horn's bum ass.
I said, well, you didn't deserve it.
No.
That's all I was asking, because Boston's a blue blood.
No. Celtics have the worst lottery luck of any team. Go look. Awful.
Worse than the Pistons?
Worse. Wow. Antoine, 97.1. What's up, Antoine?
Couple things. DJ, throwing my hood away like that. I'm from Dexter, bro, so be careful with that one, DJ, for real.
Get him, Antoine.
Antoine and DJ throwing hands.
Like, whoa, Dexter and Cortland, bro. I still own the property. And my mom do. All right, listen, fellas. The NBA always has done what's best for business. That's what they do. Are we going to watch Cooper Flagg tagged along with whoever the hell's on the Washington Wizards? No. But are we going to watch? Are we going to be excited to watch the Dallas Mavericks with that lineup that you named go against, I don't know, Giannis and Wimby, or I don't know, Luka and LeBron, or Jokic? Like, yes, they have to do what's best for business. Otherwise, the talent that Cooper Flagg is going to go to waste. We don't want to watch NBA basketball as it is, fellas.
Right.
Let's think about it. The product is poop.
Antoine, my biggest question is, how did San Antonio get VIP status? Because
All I know is that San Antonio gets the big man. They always have Tim Duncan, David Robinson, now Wimby, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to trade for Giannis. That's, I don't know, for whatever reason, they're attached to that. That's been that way for
Well, here's where you should be upset because
you with the Wimby.
Here's where you should be upset because they basically told the Pistons, "Yeah, you're not getting Wimby." So,
man, listen, man, for whatever reason, we West Asher, we are we're not a blue blood, but we.
Antoine, your phone is busted, man. I can't help you there, but look,
Dexter and Cortland to do it.
David, my goodness, what's the matter with you? Let's go over to Dorian 97.1. Dorian, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, I agree with both of the callers, all of them. But it's good for the league because we keep forgetting that this is basically sports entertainment. And this is no different than professional wrestling. Hey, listen, they do it in the NFL. They just did it with the hockey team, Red Wings, a couple years ago. We get fleeced. Big market teams like in New York, in L.A., in Texas, must win. People are out west. They're not out east. It's cold. The players don't want to play there. Everything that we know and we talk about every day, we know what is fact, and we should not be surprised if this happened.
But we're at a point now, it's so ridiculous. I mean, Dorian, the NFL doesn't have a lottery. So whoever is up there, they're up there on their own volition, right? Dorian, if you're going to have a league that's got 30 teams, you can't have seven straight years where the worst team doesn't sniff the number one pick. That's a broken system. Corrupt or not, it's broken.
Right. But every now and then, they will look, they gave us K for our garbage team, garbage years, because they know they gave us the whole – the Blake Griffin deal was a whole Schadenfreude situation. You know, Ballmer was trying to buy the team anyway. You know what I'm saying? So these owners, who works for who? The league works for the owners, not the other way around. And so Adam Silver has a responsibility to keep our eyes when we've been talking about the product for like at least a decade now. And Mike, I feel sorry for your team, man. This is just Tatum has just been 88 games on average for the last 8 years.
Listen, here's how I view it. A, they weren't winning the championship this year. B, Dorian, this is a lot like life. Sometimes hard stuff has to happen to you to make the changes you need to make. Now the Celtics don't get to bleepy foot it. They don't get to kind of do it, sort of do it. They sure as hell don't need to do anything stupid to try to, we're going to keep – you're not chasing nothing. You're dead. Man. Tatum's dead. We'll see you in 2026. Blow the whole effing thing up.
Man, I had such the presentation for you two. I thought – I was like, this was his big – game.
Yeah, but he was
coming out there balling,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Here's where we disagree. Now, both things can be true. But by the middle of that third quarter, he started the play with his food offense, where all of a sudden, here he is on the back line demanding the ball. First of all, he should never bring the ball up the floor. Second of all, 15 seconds of dribbling into an ISO hero ball where it always ends up away from the basket. He shot the Celtics into a 14-point lead, and he shot him right out of that game before his right leg exploded. So, no. I don't. If it's his best game ever, they win the game. They were down 8 when he blew his Achilles. So, right there.
Just saying, if he came back, won the game, scored 60, it was going to be something legendary status.
Well, here's the other thing.
Remember when he dropped 60 at the Garden?
Hey, he may have guarded people in the wheelchair better than with both legs. So, I don't want to hear it.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I was just all set.
No. It's a mercy killing. And it's what we're going to get into at 3 o'clock because the Celtics are dead. Pistons are the big winner. And the Knicks, those idiots, they think this core is going to win championships. No, it's not, you dullards. So instead of blowing that thing up, they're going to keep rolling with this crap with Captain Piggly Wiggly and his little curlicue haircut.
I would simply say for the Knicks, if you don't win it this year, good luck.
They're not winning.
Because this may be it. The way teams are right now, it looks like it's going to be you and the Timberwolves in the finals.
Enjoy. Let's go over to Bill, and then David, I'll get those ticket texts. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I woke up this morning, and I've been irate about this lottery so long. I mean, to have Popovich leave, you did a great job explaining all the players and cities. He retires, they get a number two pick. That's 4 out of 8 years, I believe, they've moved up. You look at our Pistons, I think we're 1 for 15+.
Yep.
And then I go over to hockey, and we've never moved up. And I'm just at the point, like you said, the simplest solution is they got to just blow it up and get rid of it, go to the NFL. It's just not a fair system.
No, that's it. And again, the year Wemby comes out, who was Wembanyama's favorite team? The Spurs. Who's the official team of France? The Spurs. Mm. I mean, come on. Will you please? All because of Tony Parker. Bill, I'm with you. If you get rid of the lottery, you can't accuse any of it of being not on the up and up.
And, in your point, the NBA in 19, when they tweaked it, it got even worse. You got teams like 1.8% winning it.
Yep.
That's not fair to anybody.
No, it's ridiculous, because also what you're doing now, the teams that need the help most can't get it. At least in the NFL, if the teams are routinely at the top of the draft, Billy, it's because they're ass. It's because they can't get it right.
And if you told me that one time out of the last 7 years, somebody with 1% won it,
bleep happens.
Okay, you know what? That's a lottery. Congratulations. But the last 7 years, the teams that needed the most
has gotten put over a chair.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and push you out to four.
David, ticket text.
They are cheating. What happened to the draft being done in front of people? Why do they have to do it with cameras off? Frozen envelopes plus some ping pong balls are lighter than others. If David Stern was still with the commish, I'd fully believe you. Not sure the new guy
is
any more legit. He said he's not more legit.
When the NBA changed the weighted odds of the lottery, it gave Adam Silver creative license to play fantasy basketball manager.
Yeah, the three numbers come out, and then you look at the chart of what the... It's simple. You know what? Just ping pong balls with the team's name on it. If you are one of the three worst teams, you get 30 ping pong balls.
There you go.
A team like, you know, the Spurs and all that, you get two. Okay?
Get that stupid combination, 11, 12,
right,
3.
No. It's very simple. You just, depending on how you are.
And then the defending NBA champion gets one golden ball.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree to that.
I'm just saying we're one step from that. Yeah. I mean, it's like Plinko on Price is Right.
You'll be okay.
No, I did. Listen, we got a championship last year. I'm good. As long as you go all in and you get one, you're good. Will I always believe in my heart the big three, the 08 Celtics? They left two titles on the board. Once when KG blew his knee out, once when Ray Allen was on the take from the Mafia in Game 7 against the Lakers. This group, I told you, they're the Braves of your youth. Right. A lot of winning, very little meaningful. We've made, what, 6, 7 Eastern Conference Finals? They tank the final against the Warriors. They lose to a ridiculous Miami Heat in 23. And this year, please, whether Tatum dies or not, they weren't winning the game last night. They can F off to the sun. We got one. We hung 18. We're good. I'll see you in 10 years. You want Jaylen Brown? Deep discount. Cartilage sold separately. David, ticket test.
On his left hand, can he dribble?
No.
The NBA lotto is awful. They need to adopt an NFL-style format immediately. It is 100% rigged. The Jazz should have gotten the number one selection.
If Jazz, Hornets, or Wiz get it, you don't... It couldn't go to Dallas. It couldn't. If it went to the Spurs, I'd make sense of it. Blood clots and things. Fine. It couldn't go to Dallas. Based on that trade, the way it went down, the credibility hit they took, and who needed that more than anybody else? The team with a 1% shot at it.
Mike, it is 100% rigged. The worst teams in the league are pretty much cooked because they'll never be able to get the top talent, and the NBA doesn't even try to hide it anymore.
Like, what do you even do if you're in Charlotte today? Why exist? You didn't even get number 2 or 3. You got number 4. Well, you know, D.C., at least they're trying to build something. They have some young players. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg would have put them to the next level. And they would have been something to not be reckoned with, but to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Utah, I don't know what they're doing. Danny Ainge is doing what he always does. He's playing hoarder. He's like an Italian grandmother who won't throw away her highlights magazines from the 80s. Jeez. He just collects picks and stuff and things. Thank you, David. Tremendous.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.